L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Hey, everybody. We got a great one today, you know, for a change, because this one is guest hosted by my friend and friend of the show, Trey Crowder. You see, I'm taking a little break from the podcast. I've been doing this show for 7 years, and I deserve it, and nothing is happening. Well, Trey can tell you more about that. Now, you might remember Trey from his previous appearances on the show, but in case you forgot, I'll tell you why Trey is so great. Trey is probably best known for his character, the liberal redneck, which is really just Trey ramped up to an 11, as he puts it. He grew up in Salina, Tennessee, near the Kentucky border, and in abject poverty, he became a liberal for a number of reasons, one of which was his beloved gay uncle, Tim. I first met Trey on a flight out of L.A. I'll be honest, I didn't know who he was, but I went and watched his liberal redneck videos and became a huge fan. Trey is a great stand-up comedian. I went to see a show in Brooklyn, and as they say, he killed. You can watch his comedy special, Trash Daddy, on YouTube and catch his stand-up live on tour around the country. Trey also co-hosts a weekly podcast, Well Read, with two other comedians. And today, Trey Crowder hosts the Al Franken podcast. I can guarantee you that this is going to be a great one, you know, for a change. So, Trey, take it away.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having me. Hello, everybody. Yes, it's the Al Franken podcast with your guest host, me, Trey Crowder. I'm thrilled and honored to be here. I don't know how much, hopefully it makes some amount of sense to you all listening. It's definitely a bit of a change up for the listenership of this particular show, but we've got some familiarity with you or for you today because my guest, oh, so kindly agreed to be here, is a buddy of mine and one of the funniest, most quick-witted comedians in the game right now. And he also, like Al Franken, is one of Minnesota's own. There I'm talking go. About Jeffrey Asmus. What's
hey,
up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, Trey? Minnesota, let's go.
Yeah, mixing it up for them. So I want to start with a little bit of background and everything for everybody. You know, we don't have to do like the whole origin story as much as however much you want to. But like I said, you're from Minnesota.
Yes.
Like small town Minnesota, suburban Minnesota.
I am from suburban Minnesota, Woodbury, Minnesota. Very average suburb. Pretty boring place, honestly. But the Twin Cities is amazing. The actual Minneapolis-St. Paul is one of the best places in the country, in my opinion.
Right. But you, and now you live in New York now?
I live in Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn right now. Yeah. I'm zooming in from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
So your parents, what'd your parents do there in Woodbury?
My dad has the same job as Homer Simpson.
Oh, really?
The exact same job as Homer. He's like the safety guy at a nuclear power plant.
You guys have a nuclear power plant up there?
I believe it might be closed now because these damn liberals don't want the radiation. That's like the one political thing me and my dad agree on is actually we're pro nuclear power. I'm all in on nuclear power.
Because you said the one thing you and your dad agree on, because your dad, I know in one of your one of the clips I watched, you described your dad as, you said, you know, pretty openly and proudly a Trump fan or whatever, right? And you said your mom is a secret Republican, which I wanted to talk about.
But so your dad,
would he describe himself as MAGA?
I think in the last 6 months, he maybe would no longer do that. He actually has kind of seen the light a little bit in the last six. I think he's been humbled. He's been humbled a little bit. I think he's not going to wave that flag as proudly anymore, I don't think.
How anecdotal do you feel like that is? Like, that's your dad, but do you think, like, how widespread do you think? Because people are wondering that a lot, I feel like. How many are seeing the light?
I think as, like, the prices continue to stay the same and the gas prices, that's the only thing that people care about. No one cares about kids dying in Gaza or Iran. They should, but they don't. All they care about is if chicken wings are going up at the local bar, and they are. So it's tough to deny. You can't really be like, well, it's the same, as you can't afford to get 12 boneless wings anymore. So it is. I do think, unfortunately, we don't have a good alternative yet, but I do think people are seeing the light. I do think it's more, not just anecdotal. I think it is real.
Yeah, I'm thinking and hoping the same thing.
I'm hoping, yeah. There's a lot of, like, there's the way the big tech owns all these news outlets, and the way AI could create propaganda could stall this momentum for sure.
Well, and I also, sometimes I wonder if, like, when push comes to shove, if it's like, they'll still, I don't know if fall back in line is the right term, but if that doesn't mean that they'll necessarily vote in another way. Or even, I saw a clip of a guy the other day saying, you know, he's fed up with Trump and MAGA and all this. This is like a Barstool Sports guy. And they, the podcast he was on, the host asked him, he was like, so you think, what, are you going to vote for a Democrat? And he's like, no, never. He's like,
yeah.
No, and I'm like, that's all right. You know, you stay home. Maybe I'll count. That also counts.
That's a W. But
the guy asked him, well, so what, you're going to stay home? And the guy was like, well, no, I mean, I vote. I always vote. Right. So it's like, I don't think he's going to do anything different. He's just, like, not happy about it, which, I
yeah,
mean,
he's like, I'll vote, but they won't lock the vote. Yeah. So it's going to count as one.
Right.
Yeah. Some people have this weird thing. You're like, you got to vote. It's like,
right,
if they both suck, I think you don't have to vote. I think that's a strange, it's your civic duty. Mm-hmm. Is it your civic duty to vote for two rich people? I don't know. I
have always, for a very long time, felt like that, I don't want to find myself in a Colin Kaepernick situation. I don't know if you remember, which that's never likely to happen for any number of reasons. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, not a huge amount of overlap.
Yeah, big Venn diagram right there. Yeah.
The things we have in common. But his whole thing blew up the way it did. He became, like, sort of iconic for it and everything. And then there was an election that year, and he said that he didn't vote, and he got just raked for that.
Oh, did he? Was that 2016?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough one not to vote.
Right.
Yeah,
and so I've always felt like I don't want that to happen. So, but that's what I'm saying. I guess I sort of relate to the dude I was talking about for the Barstool guy. Cause it's like, I've certainly, voted with my nose held a few times, but I still do.
Right.
But, okay, and your mom did.
My mom is they're both retired, but my mom was a special ed teacher.
Right.
Which is a tough job. Very insane. I don't know how she did it. She was with, like, the vegetables.
Right. No, that's like real hero
It's a very tough job. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of my best friends growing up, his mom was a special ed teacher, and she's one of the most angelic human beings I've ever known in my entire
life. My mom is a very nice person, which makes her strange Trump turn all the wilder.
You talk about that a little bit, and it's like you say that your mom, I got a big lefty audience and stuff, and I have a lot of teachers, a lot of lady teachers, special ed teachers, all kind of, it's a very common demographic at my shows. And so, like, you said your mom's a special ed teacher, but you also, I remember you described her as, like, I think either, like, artsy or hippie-ish or both or something. You're like, if you met her and talked to her, you would never think that. Nothing about her seems that way, but she got super into Trump. And so
I think it's just, old people don't know, no offense to the elderly, or she's like 70 years old. They just don't know how to, I think the boomers were raised in an era where they're like, well, if it's on the news, it must be true.
Right.
They're like, they wouldn't put it on a website. How could it be on a website if it's not true? They just weren't, like, taught that, like, the rules changed like 20 years ago. You don't have to tell the truth anymore. You can just lie. And my mom is unable to see through that sometimes, I think.
Right.
She'll just, like, share these articles, and it's just like, Zoran pissed on a flag and stuffed it down a veteran's throat. And you're like, how could you think this is real? It's just, it's crazy.
That's the thing that I have to like conscientiously remind myself of sometimes, where it's like, I'll see something happen, something with ICE or whatever, and I'll be like, how can any living human being be all right with this? This is so insane to me. It feels like beyond politics, right? And then, but then I have to think like, well, they're, a lot of them are not, they are not seeing the same thing that I just
saw.
They're
not being shown that.
Yeah, right. At all. They're not. And they're like, they think that ICE is literally just rounding up like drug dealing, rapist criminals. And they're like, why would anyone want those people not to be rounded? And no one does. No one does want drug addicted rapist criminals to be allowed to run free. But they—that's what they genuinely think. And I have to remind myself of that.
Yeah, you know? They're not. They're not showing the video of the mother and child getting hogtied on the late evening news or whatever. Like, I blame like the local news. I think the local news is one of the most heavily propagandized parts of our lives, like, you know, like your local, whatever your local channel is.
That it's funny you say that, because I just the other day in a hotel room, it randomly came on, and I was like, dude, this is the first time I have seen a local news broadcast, and I don't.
Yeah, like we don't watch it, but people 50 and older, like that's their like Bible. But like that news, it's not like left or right, really. It's just like scary. It's not real. It's just it's only crime,
right?
And it's all pro cop.
Right.
It's pro-America. No matter what, really, it's pro-war. It's just like this bizarre, like, centrist bubble. And, like, my parents think I, like, dodge bullets every day in New York. And they just can't wrap their heads around, well, I heard there was a murder in New York. It's like, there's 13 million people. This is not affecting me. But the local news just scares them. They're so scared.
Well, you know, whatever. If it bleeds, it leads, and all that stuff.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's more effective, either like, you know, scary, or if it's local news, throw in a whatever, you know, the water skiing squirrel or whatever.
Yeah, it's either scary or bullshit. It's nothing in between, though.
Right. So, all right. Since we've already gotten into politics, I want to do at least a little bit of inside baseball, which I normally probably wouldn't do. But I feel like if there's anywhere you should be able to talk about the intersection of comedy and politics, I feel like it should be the Al Franken podcast.
Absolutely. You
know, legend of both games.
Legend.
So I don't want to make this weird because I know how I am and how all comedians are. But like one thing, so I've done shows with you and I've been a fan for a long time. And like I was just purposely going out of my way to watch a bunch of your stuff earlier because I'm doing this today. I want to take it somewhat seriously. And one thing that I already thought, but was just like sort of, reiterated to me today is like, I feel like you have this really good ability to talk about things. I feel like you don't really shy away from politics when you do stand up. And that you'll say on stage, you know, you're like, us liberals, we never win anything. And here's why, or whatever. Like you don't hide affiliation or nothing like that either. Mm-hmm. You manage to do it in such a way. And I think, you know, it could be just as simple as it's just how funny your jokes are, but you do it in such a way that it's like, I feel like you can do it in front of basically any audience.
Right.
In a way that I think about that all the time, for my own stuff, you know. I've got some stuff that I think that is like that, but I've got some bits that's like, no, certain audiences
are going to be gone. I mean, I have a decent amount of Trump fan. I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm still like 70% of my fans are liberal or left, but there's like 20-30% that are still maybe Republican in some way because they, I don't mean to trash these parts of my fandom. I respect them and I love the ticket sales, but I think I'm making fun of them, but they don't quite know that I'm making fun of them sometimes.
Right.
And if I use like sexism and racism in a satirical way, they just hear the sexism and racism. They don't really hear that like, oh, he's saying that to make fun of a bigot. He's not being a bigot.
Yes.
There's like a little jump that, maybe they know it and they don't want to make it, or they just don't make it.
They're right. I've just wondered like how much of that is just the way you think and the way you write, or do you think about that type of thing?
I don't think about that, but I know what is happening. Right. I do know that if you say certain words, it's like bees to honey. They're just like, we don't care. Or I'll get comments all the time like, he's the only funny liberal, or like only liberal I can trust. Because I think what I've been realizing touring the country last like year or so is that a lot of people who are Republican aren't really conservative. They're actually leftists. There just isn't an option. There isn't a Democrats aren't leftists either. They're just
no, they're not. But please go on. What do you mean? You mean
like you talk to these people and you're like, we should have universal. Everyone should have health care. They're like, yeah, of course. They're like workers should get paid more. They're like, yeah, of course. They're like billionaires should be taxed more. They're like, yeah, of course. But there's no party doing that. So they just revert to this dumb racist party. Because at least the Republicans will give them a bone and be like, you can say the N-word.
Yeah.
They're like, they're like we're not going to get paid more. At least we can say the N-word. So I think that there's a Zohran of the middle America could go crazy. I think there's a huge market for that.
I totally agree with you. I feel the same way. I mean, yeah, I think most people agree on most things, and most people do just want things to be better.
They just want life to be better. They don't actually they care about racism and sexism because that's the only thing they have power over, is to hurt this black guy or this immigrant, because they feel so powerless of the billionaires. So they take out their hatred on these small groups. I'm not saying they're good people, but I think we could herd them to the right direction. We could get them there.
And just the Democrat brand or whatever is just so just toxic. It's so gay and woke and all this stuff that they
just like concentrate on this, the Republicans and Democrats, like this endless culture war about like, we're talking about trans athletes. It's like, yes, I do think trans people should play sports, but like, it's not an issue. It's literally in terms of numbers. You know what I mean? Like there's like 20 trans athletes. This isn't an important issue. This is not a top 50 issue, but yet it's the most talked about issue in America. The Democrats refuse to talk about things that actually affect people's lives. Mm-hmm. They're like wasting all this political capital on trans athletes, which is like, I'm not against it, but that can't be your big thing.
Right.
That can't be the big thing. It makes no sense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. But on the comedy front, yeah, it's like,
yeah, none of that was funny. I wasn't, I'm sorry, I'm not being funny on this.
No, I mean like the philosophy of it all or whatever, because like I said, like I have some material that's like, do you know Caleb Simon, the comedian?
Yeah, I love Caleb. Yeah.
Well, so Caleb's like one of my best friends. And man, he was doing shows with me in San Diego once, and I'd had a special come out, so I had like a new hour or whatever. Caleb's from rural Georgia, and his dad is a MAGA preacher at the church in his town.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
And we were in San Diego together, and Caleb was watching my new hour, and he said the next day, he was like, dude, I was watching the new act or whatever, and he was like, and I was thinking, it's like, I feel like my dad would really like and laugh at 85 to 90% of this or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. But like that other 10 or 15% though, he ain't gonna
ruin it.
Yeah. I think it would ruin it. And I was thinking, I was like, dude, I feel like if I watch me personally, if I watch a movie and it's like 90% great, you know, I still think that was a pretty good movie overall.
I recommend it. Yeah.
Right. But like, but people don't. It don't work like that anymore. Like one thing, they get one sniff and like they're out.
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of the rest of us, myself included, I feel like the way you handle it and sort of, I don't know, toe that line or whatever is just kind of interesting. And I'm like kind of jealous of it, you know? Like,
I think the thing is that helps my comedy is that I'm not actually a liberal. I'm a leftist. I don't know if your audience knows the difference. I don't really like 95% of Democrats. I think they kind of suck. So when I make fun of liberals, I actually don't like liberals. I think they're annoying. So
no,
I'm making fun of them, and I'm not really being facetious. I'm not like self-deprecating. I actually think Hillary Clinton's annoying. I think my right-wing fans are like, they like that. They're like, oh shit, they don't know what he is, but I like it.
Right. Yeah. I don't, you know, I still think, cause like, I mean, I, so, in the intro, they're saying, you know, about me, you know, he's known for his liberal redneck videos, and that's always going to be a thing, which is fine. But I went on all my pages a few months ago now, and I took that out, like that's not on there anymore. And I was on another podcast right after that, and I told the guy asked me about it, and I was like, yeah, I just didn't really want to go by that. And this dude was from like New York or somewhere, and he was like, you weren't comfortable being called like you're calling yourself a redneck anymore. And I was like, no, I mean liberal. Like the liberal part is the part
the
I don't.
Redneck.
Yeah, I was like, redneck, I'm fine with still. I just, if I had said progressive or lefty redneck or something all those years ago, I don't think I would have changed it.
You're right.
Liberal's
kind of embarrassing. It's kind of embarrassing. Yeah.
And it's like, it's not, it also, where I'm from and when I picked that moniker and all that stuff, those terms, people didn't know the difference, myself included. And, right. You know, 10 years ago and in Tennessee, all those things meant the same thing.
Liberal, lefty, communist, all the same thing.
Yeah. In Tennessee, yep. 10 years ago or whatever. But I feel like people are more like aware of it. And I'll still use them interchangeably sometimes, but I'm with you. I'm more sure. Like a leftist too.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. This is Alexandra Fedosoff, Chief of Staff for the Al Franken Podcast. And it's time for us to have a little chat about life. Life insurance, that is. You probably have it. I certainly do with two little kiddos at home. But do you know how much you're paying or how much you're actually covered for? Odds are you're paying too much for too little. And if your coverage is through your job and you get laid off, you could suddenly be covered for nothing. Scary thought, yes. But there is a solution, thanks to SelectQuote. For over 40 years, SelectQuote has helped more than 2 million Americans find the right policy for their unique needs. Their licensed agents work for you, comparing top-rated carriers in as little as 15 minutes, completely free. No medical exam? No problem. Same-day coverage up to $2 million. High blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease? They've got partners built for pre-existing conditions too. Life insurance has never been cheaper than it is today. Now's the time to buy it. Head to selectquote.com/Franken and a licensed agent will give you a call right away with the right policy for your life, your family, and your budget. Save more than 50% on term life insurance. Selectquote.com/Franken. They shop, you save, and have the peace of mind you need.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
As far as in like political comedy and stuff, another thing that I'm like sensitive about that I know you don't do at all, because again, I want to reiterate to everybody, like, you got jokes, man. You're very prolific. You're quick. Like, you pack a lot of jokes into a certain amount of time. And
we try.
So what you don't do at all, despite trafficking in politics a little bit, is, clapter, right? And for like the people listening.
I try not to.
And for people listening, if you don't know, I've heard Seth Meyers be credited as the person who came up with the term, but I don't know if that's true. But it basically just means when you just say something on stage that you know your audience agrees with, and so they clap, but no one's laughing, right?
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that too.
I do it sometimes, but I really try not to. I really try. It does happen sometimes, though. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but I feel like, I bet though, even when it happens to you, I bet you've got a joke like chambered that's coming.
I do.
Something.
I do try to cut under it.
I
try to cut
is
under
different
it.
In my opinion, because
I agree.
Right. Yeah. But like, I don't know what you think about just that in general. I mean, you say you try not to do it.
I don't think it's, I used to, like, 5 years ago, if you had asked me that, I would have been like, that's fucking hack shit. No one should ever clap at a show unless they're giving you a standing ovation at the end. That's for fucking losers. But now, as the world descends into fucking fascist madness, I think you can have two or three clapters a set. I'm okay with that. I hold a little space now for it. I certainly don't. It's not my goal. But if it happens in a joke, I'm okay. I'm not gonna. I used to like get really mad at them. I was. It would like make me feel like a a fraud, honestly. But now I don't really feel, you could do it a couple of times. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You almost want to, I want to plant my flag a little bit, just so, even if you're a right-wing person in the crowd, just so you know, I'm not with you. Just right. a little bit.
Right. And, but it's part of this larger discussion and everything that's happening right now. The last time I saw you at the improv, we talked about all this.
Yeah. When was that? Like a year ago, probably?
I want to say it was like the fall. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like September. Yeah.
But, we were talking about this a little bit because that YouTube video from the Elephant Graveyard or whatever had just come out.
Oh, everybody saw,
which if the audience doesn't know, look that up. Elephant Graveyard, and I guess you could type in Simulacrum and that would find. I don't remember the title of.
Yeah, actually, I don't remember that. It's a big Joe Rogan. I think it's just about Joe Rogan. It's amazing.
But
so
just basically, and then I don't remember right around then, before or after, I can't remember, but Mark Maron had a special came out and he went on a whole thing publicly about it. And there's this weird sort of like comedy civil war is probably too strong.
There's a schism in the ranks. Yeah.
In the world of comedy right now. And it's like for the first time that I can ever remember, or, you know, objectively, a lot of the biggest and most successful comedians on earth, you know, lately have been like at least right wing adjacent, you know, a lot of them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the thing that I never in my life. And because I was a comedy nerd for years as a kid and everything before I ever started doing stand up. And it was always a question of like, is it possible to be a funny conservative comedian?
Yeah, whatever, exactly. You know? We found out it's not possible, but we have found they might be famous, but they're not funny. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Some of them are. There are
some of them are. So, but yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, but it's like, and that's, I feel like a lot of those guys are the types of ones that would bitch hard about the idea of clapter and stuff. But if you watch their clips and sets, it feels
Joe Rogan specials, a lot of clapter. They do a lot of clapter. It's they're pandering. It's really what clapter is pandering. You're just like, You're not challenging the audience in any way. And I mean, if you watch a lot of Austin, Texas based comedy, it's not really going against the grain of the world we're living in at all. It's just, it's a fascist wet dream, honestly.
Yeah. But it's like, what do you think that is, like just an overcorrection to that sort of woke scold perception that happened towards the end of the Obama era where you can't say these words. You can't joke about these things. And, you know,
like, well, we're going to say them. And it's
we're
like,
going to do it all. And people, like, you know, they rally behind
that. And the
that.
Thing is that I say you the say same them. Words right. they do. I don't say them at the same frequency or anything.
Right.
I drop them like once or twice for a very important reason. But like, you can do these things that I think I don't know if I should say this, but I just think a lot of them are incredibly stupid. And
the audience or the comics?
The comics. Well, unfortunately, America has a education problem, so the crowd too. But a lot of these right-wing comics are just not very intelligent. And in order to have any subtlety or layers, you do have to, you may have to read a book a couple times a year. You might have to learn a thing past age 21. And unfortunately, even Joe Rogan's like the learning guy, but he's extremely stupid. I don't know if I should be saying this on here, but I made the decision. It doesn't matter a couple of years ago,
right.
But it's just, I just think they're not very curious about the world. They're very like, they're just like eat up the America propaganda and don't really look beyond it all that much.
Well, I think what theory that I've had for some, like Joe Rogan in particular, and I've thought maybe Dave Chappelle or whatever, who's like one of my absolute heroes, you know.
I know he was, and then he just like, and who knows what's going on.
Well, I don't know how much of it this is, but I always felt like guys like that were like not used to. I almost felt like it started with the whole, hey, you shouldn't do that. That one thing, like with Dave, it was the trans thing or whatever. Like
right.
Dave Chappelle, no one had ever said anything to or about Dave Chappelle other than like, you're a genius and one of the greatest of all time, which he was. And then he does this trans stuff. And for the first time ever, people are like, dude, what the fuck is that? Don't do that. And it's like, you know, he just pushed back so hard against that it like, you know.
It's just like a little kid reaction. It's like, nuh-uh. I'm going to do it. Nuh-uh. It's just like really infantile. It's like you could say this stuff, but maybe have a little heart in it, or the his trans stuff is just so, there's just no empathy or any, it's just like kind of heartless, honestly.
Yeah. Well, it's, also it's a I feel like a lot thing. Of
a lot of the later specials and stuff that Chappelle has done is like, there's a lot of like, I don't even know if it's clapped or a lot of it, but it's like, it's just like pontificating or something.
Yeah,
it's like he's a philosopher, he thinks,
right.
You know, instead of a comedian.
There's very few jokes in his last couple specials. It's kind of insane.
What I think is weird about that, again, I don't know how many people outside the comedy world even remember or know what I mean, but like, there's a lot of dudes who like will defend Dave for doing that and treat it like, oh, he's like gone beyond comedy or what, that type of thing. Who like those same guys like absolutely raked Hannah Gadsby for doing like a version of that when she did it. It's like, yeah,
yes.
It's the same. They have she very did different the same perspectives, thing. But it's yes. the same thing. And mm-hmm. when Hannah Gadsby's thing came out, I was like, I mean, that's, I don't, it's whatever. I don't like not like it, but I do think it's a different thing. So, you know, I'm fine with criticizing it, but criticize Chappelle too. Cause it,
you can't give him $20 million for doing the same thing. And right. in the rest of the world, what Hannah Gadsby did is more normal too. I will say like the one woman show thing, one man right. show, you have like an arc and a lesson. That's right. a non. Yeah, that's like a European.
Stuff
that, yeah, right. yeah. That's like not right. an American thing, but a lot of the world does love that shit. It is. Yeah. The whole. I don't. I mean, and obviously, I'm sure the Riyadh. Have you guys talked about the Riyadh Festival on here ever? I just like a lot of like that whole thing with like. I don't want to say any names, but like you can't really say you're a rebellious, edgy comedian after you were like the dancing clown for a. Oil dictator. Like you're mm-hmm. not really, you can't really claim to be edgy when you were like the entertainment for like a genocidal dictatorship. Like you're kind of like the exact opposite of edgy, actually. They're like, they don't even know what edgy is anymore. You're not edgy right. making fun of women in a country that doesn't give women rights. Like that's right. not edgy. That's exactly
well,
that's what
the
they
other
want
thing too. I mean you alluded to it earlier, but like so much of that stuff doing it here, it's like it's not punching up or pushing back or whatever. It's like, you know, it's boot licking. I mean,
yeah, you're just
you know, you're
yeah,
you're in just, line with
right.
an authoritarian regime. Like I don't know, I don't see how that's supposed to be rebellious or cool.
I know.
Like,
and also like if the guys will be like, they'll like say something racist or whatever. And they're like, it's just a joke. And it's like, but if you support the right wing white nationalists, it's mm-hmm. not a joke. It's literally what you want to happen. It's what's happening in the world. You can't say racist jokes if you actually are racist. It's not funny then. There's yeah. there's no twist. There's right. no twist if you actually believe black people are violent criminals. That's not a twist.
Right. Well, do you think that part of comedy is a bubble versus like the whole like, do you think the pendulum is going to swing back on that? Because do you know about all these YouTube channels and stuff that are dedicated entirely to just basically shitting on those dudes all the time? We
yeah.
mentioned Elephant Graveyard, but it's a whole like genre.
There's a few. Yeah. Beige Frequency is one. There's a couple of, I think it's turning. I think that their heyday was maybe like a year ago. It's maybe plateaued now. I think it's going to fall. It's just so obvious that the Trump thing that they supported fairly openly is bad for
going
the majority
well, yeah.
of us. You
right.
can't openly platform Donald Trump and then be like, I'm a genius anymore. Like you clearly either are evil or got taken advantage of or are just plain stupid. I don't think they're going to grow in fans much longer if they are even anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, right. the last Joe Rogan special was so bad. You can't really pay to see that guy do stand up anymore. It was one of the worst things that's ever been produced. It's crazy.
Yeah, but and it's, you know, it's adjacent to it. It's not exactly the same thing, but you brought up the Austin comedy scene, but like I think Kill Tony was just at WrestleMania this past
They are
weekend.
Huge. I don't
absolutely massive.
I can't wrap my head around that. I see the clips all the time right. and I'm like I have no idea what's happening here.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Okay, well, let me throw a theory your way on that. Do you think the appeal of that, at least part of it, is like, Remember when American Idol first came out and it was like a cultural phenomenon and it was like a lot of people just, I was one of these people. I never cared about the people that could sing good because I don't know about good singing, but like the first few episodes.
Like William Hung.
William Hung. And though, when they would show the people that sucked really bad.
People do like that.
And
yeah.
It's like the comedy version of that maybe, because a lot of those people aren't, they're open micers. They're like brand new. So they should suck, you know, but it's like a comedy show based around that, but for stand up, I feel like.
I get the appeal of watching the open micers, but then the people they have do it every week that are just not
the regulars,
funny. And then the most, not some, there are some great comics who do the panel, but a lot of it's just like shallow, like stuff that I would have said when I was 17 years old. That's really what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like open mic comedy throughout. The whole thing is like, roasting someone is like the lowest form of comedy. It's very easy to be like, you look like a pedophile from Whoville, or like, it's not, it's a very shallow comedy. It does. And my whole thesis is that it's just stupid. It just boils down to people being stupid.
No, I know. I hear you.
It kind of annoys me that there's just no intelligence involved in it at all.
Well, what do you think though about the whole, cause I think a huge chunk of Kill Tony's audience is like bros, you know, like young, like I would like college age ish.
I know.
Dudes. And it's that whole, whatever, Andrew Tate clavicular and all that type of shit and that whole thing about how do we reach the, you know, white guy, young white guys, or whatever. And that whole thing, like, you know,
I try to think about like what I was like in college, and I think like I probably would have liked Kill Tony. Like it is just like it preys on like undeveloped minds, really, like guys who like they don't know what actual stand up is. They've never watched Dave Attell. They've never listened to Skanks for the Memories, or they don't know what actual good stand-up is. So they get easily, and the algorithm fuels it. The algorithm caters to the lowest common denominator. I do think that's something we didn't have to deal with when we were younger. The feed. True. I didn't have a feed that was like feeding me just garbage all day. The feed absolutely promotes low information stuff. That's what they want. They want idiots. They want you to be stupid.
Right.
It's unfortunately
because
sad.
They're more lucrative, right? Idiots. You know what I mean?
I think they're not going to rebel. An idiot's not going to join a strike or a general strike or what do you know what I mean?
Right.
They're not clavicular's followers are not going to picket an Israeli defense plant or something.
Yeah. Well, so. They're more useful. The idiots,
they're useful.
Right?
They're useful
that's
idiots.
Why that's
yeah.
A term. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. And then but do you think that they get down those rabbit holes? Like you said, you're like, when I was in college, I probably would have fucked with a lot of that. And I've thought that too. I've said that because like not a great relationship with my mom. She was in and out of jail and all that type of stuff. So like when I was like 19, 20, I had, you know, issues with
anger, oh, right, that too.
Type of
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like because of distrust of my mom or whatever. And I've said before, I feel like if Andrew Tate was a huge thing when I was that age, it's like, I don't know. He might've gotten me maybe like I'm way beyond that now, but I just wonder like, is it a phase? You know what I'm saying?
Or is hating women a phase? Yeah.
Like, is it just
misogyny ever going to go away?
Right. Will they become a 30-year-old and be like cringe at them hitting them their jawlines with hammers?
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't an incel, but I was like women are friend zoning me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a nice guy.
Yeah, like then why don't nice guys ever get laid? And so, which is like incel adjacent. So it wasn't because of Instagram. It was just because I was a bad person. It's just like I was a young kid who didn't know any better. I do just think that until you're 25, you don't really know what's going on. And these guys like Andrew Tate just take advantage of that. They're just like, these guys are young. They don't have a direction in life yet. And he gives them a direction. It's not a good one, but he gives them this academy. You can become a fucking man or what do they call it? Bro Academy or G Academy or whatever. Like he gives them something. It's not good, but just like with Trump, they'd rather get something than nothing. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no left-wing version of that, really, in the same way.
What do you think for the... I'm going to ask you to, you know, give your advice for the future of the entire American left. Yeah. You think it should go? But like, I don't know. Is there, we're going to do, do we need a revolution? Is the rise of the proletariat going to have to happen? Is it going to have to get like Luigi-ish out here?
I don't want to say anything pro Luigi on a platforms, but yes, no, but right. I don't want to say that out loud too much, but I do. I mean, I will, I don't want, I'm a doom and gloom guy, but I'm going to try to be positive here. I do think what happened in New York City, very positive, like Zohran's candidacy showed that, and he was supported by people of all demographics, all income disparities, except for like the super wealthy, but they don't matter. But it is, there is a hunger for change and progress, and there aren't enough Democrats. There's like that Graham Plattner guy. He's cool. The Nazi thing was an L, but you know, no one's perfect. No one's perfect. Yeah. You know, we got Ilhan Omar. There's some cool people coming down the pipeline. It's one of those, is that like accelerationist or whatever? I do think, unfortunately, the world's going to have to get terrible before people really open their eyes. Like once AI starts taking away like middle class jobs, like that's when people are going to really have to have their back against the wall.
Bro, we haven't brought up AI and the tech bros and all that.
AI is crazy. AI like blows my mind. I can't believe people use it. I'm shocked.
Yeah, no, me too.
I was like 3 or 4 years ago, my friend, comic named John Kennedy, showed me ChatGPT. He's like, look, it'll write a 5-paragraph essay about anything you say. And then it did it. And I was like, this is so obviously evil. Like this, how could this be good? There's no way this could end well. I just don't know why I see comics like using AI to make like tour videos or like them fighting Spider-Man to promote a show in Miami. And it's like, dude, what are you doing, man? What is going on here?
Everybody, I feel like, to me, every single type of creative in any field, we should all be like, there should be a tacit understanding that we all have right now that we don't traffic in any of that shit.
We don't use it.
Line right now. You know, there's Doug Liman, I think, who's like a big Hollywood director. He just announced a big studio project with a bunch of big names in it that is going to be heavily AI produced. They're still going to spend this movie's going to cost $75 million, but because we're using AI, we're going to make a $300 million movie with only $75 million because they're just like all the backgrounds, all the environments, everything. The actors in their contracts, I think it was something like they won't have to do reshoots because they'll just use AI to make the actors.
But I got to look that guy up because I hate that guy viscerally. I know,
that's
now.
What I'm saying. It's like, dude, you can't be doing shit like that. Like,
doesn't he remember like the joy he felt from creating something? Like you work hard. Yes, it's harder, but like the best part about comedy is like writing a joke, it doesn't work, you try it again. Like the hard work you put in, and then when it succeeds, it's like, oh my God, what a feeling of I completed something. And you don't feel that with AI. It can't feel good to create an AI movie.
I don't know. It's so early. It's so much in its infancy. God only knows. But like, I feel like a lot of the clips I see where people be like, this is entirely AI. It's this action movie sequence. And you like watch it and you're like, I don't like, it's not good. Like it's like,
no, it's not.
It looks photorealistic, and that's wild that a computer generated that out of nowhere. But it's like, it's not well made. I don't know. It just doesn't. This is hack. It doesn't have a soul. It doesn't have a soul.
It doesn't. You see like those old, the old movies with like stuntmen, like doing the choreographed scenes. Like it's so much better because there is a little zhuzh they just can't do yet, and hopefully never will. But I don't know. But I think the back to the right wing comedy is connected to AI because like Joe Rogan is fairly obviously being paid by AI companies.
He thinks AI could become Jesus Christ. Yeah. You heard him saying that?
Yeah.
Second coming of Jesus Christ. He's like, that's AI.
AI. Well, he's had a weird religious thing. He's like religious now again, which is a whole thing. But like he talks constantly about how his favorite music is AI music. Like, he loves these AI covers. And it's like, how can you be a guy who like champions like creativity and comedy and not understand that that's not music? Like, that's not that that's a guy who's never actually cared about art. Like, right. He never actually cared about the idea of art or anything. If I hear AI music, I'm like, it's like disgusting. I love music so much. It's like my favorite thing in mm-hmm. the world. To create that with a robot is just so beyond evil. I don't even know.
Right.
And then for him to be like the center of comedy and art, it's crazy to me.
It's upsetting.
It's absolutely crazy.
You said you thought, and you know, wrap it up here pretty soon, but you said, you know, I think things will have to get worse before they get better to open people's eyes. But we kind of started this talking about your dad and gas prices and everything.
Right, right. Like, oh, yeah.
Maybe that is currently happening and things do suck, but it won't have to get like full blown, you know.
Yeah, hopefully like, not. Right.
Like, I mean, out here.
Like, you know? My parents live in a suburb of Minneapolis, but they've seen the ice shit. Like, if you live in Minneapolis, you're in the Twin Cities area, you know what's going on. And I think they see that. And it's fairly obvious that this is not, once you see ice in action, it's fairly obviously evil. Like, you can sit in your small town in Illinois and not see it. But if you actually see them on the street picking up a guy who's your neighbor, it's a little tough to walk around that anymore. So even that's, unfortunately, it sucks that these people are getting kidnapped, but like no one who sees that supports it. Not no one, but like most people don't. Even my parents are against it.
The war, the Iran situation.
The Iran is crazy.
It's so hard to defend in any real way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like most people are not on board and won't be like, it's getting so wild and so bad that it's like, finally they do seem to be actually losing people in numbers.
That, they definitely are. The Iran thing lost a lot. Cause his whole thing was peace. And I don't know
America
how,
first.
I don't know how, I don't, my mom believed that. She's like, he's going to stop wars. Lord knows. I don't know how she believed that, but she did. But now it's very clear that that was a lie. Even to my mom, she's like, this is disgusting. Iran's not bad. I don't know if they're like the right wing people are like the powers that be are stupid and they didn't know that people would get mad, or do they just not care because they're going to take over? I don't quite know yet.
That's a good question. In my head, I don't know. Like, they just took it for granted that they'll go along with whatever. I feel like
I think they might have been just a little ego. They were a little high on their horse after. Right. Winning the election.
I hope so. I hope it's that and not the other thing you said.
Obviously the other thing is terrible.
Dude, thanks for doing this, buddy. But before we go, like, tell everybody, you know, plug your stuff. You're on tour right now, whatever. Tell them.
I am on tour. Yes. Stuff. Al Franken Nation. I'm a Minnesota native. You know, folks, I tour all over. I like to think I'm a pretty good stand-up comedian. You should come to a show.
He's
we
great.
Got I my Instagram is Jeffrey ATM, GEOFFREYATM. I bought the website whitecomedian.com before. It was in like 2012. It wasn't fascist related.
Right.
And now I could probably sell it for a lot of money to like Ben Bankus or one of these Austin people. So I might have to do that one day, but that's my website for now, folks. Come to a show. You'll have a good time.
If you like comedy at all, you will like this guy. I promise you. I'm not just saying it. He's like,
I love to hear that.
Razor sharp, super fast, and incredibly funny. So please check him out.
Hell
and
yeah.
If you have time, check me out too, by the way.
Yeah, go to Trey's shows. Trey's amazing too.
I'm also on tour, like, you know, perpetually and everything. All mine are at treycrowder.com,
TREYCrowder.com. Two of the only people in comedy with integrity, folks.
That's right.
Right here. There we go.
Holding the line.
Yeah, just us two. Let's go. We're bad in our own way, but we're trying.
Two of the best white guys you can find.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Jeffrey, thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
That's it for my edition of the Al Franken Podcast. Love yous and goodbye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening. That beautiful music is by Leo Kottke, the great Leo Kottke. I want to thank Peter Ogburn for producing this podcast. We'll talk again next week.
Help!
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.